This is 90.3.
This is Dear FM.
Road, Larry O'Toole with you here. Tonight we have a guest, Vinnie Clancy, and I'll talk to Vinnie just in a few minutes. Michael kindly here is doing the sound for us. We're going to have a shorter programme tonight from 7 till 8 o'clock for logistical reasons and all kinds of reasons. So it's a bit short, Vinnie, but I'm very sorry, but we'll try and pack as much as we can.
Oh,
Pete, Vinnie, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to be here. You're a legend.
A legend. Well, Vinnie, I meet Vinnie at least once a month in Song Central in Hawkins, Chaplain's Bar in Hawkins Street. And Vinnie comes in and he's a great supporter of the Song Central. There every month playing a tune and singing a song. And it's the most enjoyable evening, as Vinnie, you will agree.
Oh, absolutely. Alan Stout, manager, as we call him there.
The manager.
Oh, he's excellent. He set up that session, I don't know, many years ago.
10 years now.
Ten years. It's hard to believe it's 10 years.
And you know, we were in a place called McTurkle's. On the town, I don't know, a street called on towards the Liffey. And we were there for a while, and it wasn't suitable really, but then this night he had a christening party right next to us, and we couldn't have the singing. So I knew that there was a place across the road, there was an upstairs thing, and I went to ramble around with Sean O'Harricon to
Mountain Fire, Sean.
Hawkins, Chaplains.
Yeah.
Asked the man, could we go up and sing a few songs? And he said, well, there'd be no bar, you'll have to come down. We said, that's better. And we're there 10 years.
Yeah.
And we're always made feel very welcome.
Absolutely.
We were just lucky that the other place.
And what a crowd of people, such a variety
of people singing.
For the likes of me, you know, who write songs or try to write songs, it's a kind of, what would you call it? It's like a feeding ground, because you go there on the Sunday night, and during the week something comes into your head, you might get a bit of a song out of it, you know. And you hear such a variety, everything from light opera, plenty of ballads, and the thing that Al allows, which some sessions don't, God bless them, Al allows, you know, self accompaniment. So it's not like a musical session as such, but if you back yourself up, even the likes of me who blows the harmonica a bit. You know?
Oh yeah, most welcome. Most welcome.
Absolutely.
And that's what adds to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gives it a bit of variety.
Yeah.
But as you say, you write your own songs.
I have been writing them nearly since I was a child, because I used to write little stories. Yeah. And then at one stage, I suppose, I started to write songs. And as people would say, they are stories. A lot of three kind of solo albums out with songs I've written. The latest one is called New Ballads, Poems and Cowboy Songs. I'm never too far from a cowboy song, and there's a bit of history to that, because I love the old Western movies, or cowboys as we called them.
My dad said to me
once, you know, what are you going to be when you grow up? And I said, a cowboy. And he says, What are you doing? Are you going into politics or the building trade? But anyway, I stuck with the cowboys, you know, the cowboy songs. So there's a few cowboy songs on that on that album. And the one I had out previous to that was called Pistolero, because I'm a big fan of the, what you call them, the Clint Eastwood movies and the Ennio Morricone type sound, and they'll try and match that a bit at a kind of a lower level.
You kindly, a couple of weeks ago, you gave me your latest one. I've been listening to it at home, and kindly now brought me in also to your previous
Pistolero. Pistolero
and The Man Said,
which was kind of a... And the three of them were recorded in Flood Plains Studio on the Alfie Bourne Road in the Classic Centre.
Yes, yeah.
There's a lad there, Graham Watson. And Graham is a great character, because he, not alone does he do the recording, he's a session musician as well. And on this last album, he's played the poems, ballads and cowboy songs. Mm. He's played drums, bass, and electric guitar on one or two tracks, you know. So anybody who fancies making a CD of their songs, get in touch with Graham at Flood Plain Studios down the road there.
Yeah. Before we go on any further, I'm going to ask you to maybe jump in with a song there.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like.
Well, I played this song. It's called Paddy Down by the Canal. And kind of history behind this is many, many years ago, I used to visit my granddad on the North Strand, and he lived there just off Portland Row. Sunday mornings, and when I'd go to him, I'd call in. There's an off license just up in Ballybock there. This would be the Sunday morning, and I used to meet a few lads outside waiting for it to open. And one of them, he'd come back from over beyond, and he used to tell me stories and the crack. So when I go in and get me granddad a baby power for medicinal purposes, I'd have a chat with the lads beforehand. But this is Paddy Down by the Canal.
Paddy down by the canal, skippered in a broken pan. A working man, used to work on the farms. Paddy never did no harm. Paddy down by the canal. Paddy wears another man's coat. Said that life's a joke. Nearly always broke. Always like that smoke. Paddy up and pulled a stroke. Paddy down by the canal. Paddy's dinner's rough and tan. Paddy doesn't have a plan. He'd love to have a caravan. Skipper doing in the van. Paddy does the best he can. Paddy down by the canal. And the water flows real slow, where the reeds and the rushes grow. And the sun is sinking low, and the ducks swim to and fro. Paddy got a buddy called Dan, a man from the travelling plans. Said he's gonna fix the van. Don't think he can. Paddy and Dan down by the canal. Well, he took the old van away. Paddy must have gone astray. Haven't seen him in many a day. Hope he's doing okay. Not much more to say. Oh, Paddy down by the canal. And the water flows real slow, where the reeds and the rushes grow. And the summit's sinking low, and the ducks swim to and fro. Down by the canal, skippered in a broken van. Used to be a working man. to work on the farms. Paddy never did no harm. Paddy down by the canal.
Thanks, Finny. Great stuff. Great start
that,
there.
Yeah. As I was saying, Paddy down by the canal, him and his mates, they lived in a van before they put the extension on Crow Park and the roof on it. The van was way down the canal a bit, and the lads used to live there. Real men.
That's on your latest. Your latest production, the latest CD. Very good. We're in the Rocky Road here tonight with Vinnie Clancy, as I said. And again, Vinnie writes all his own stuff. And very generous to come in here now and share his music with us.
Tunes the other way around, lad. Thanks for asking me in.
Do you want to go into another one there?
I will. Might sing a cowboy song. My fascination with cowboy songs, as I was saying earlier, was the Clint Eastwood thing and all that. But I don't know. I'm sure if someone examined me or read through me songs going over the years, they'd say there's something.
Find a cowboy in there somewhere,
A fascination with bones.
Yeah, could be that.
This is called Trail of Destruction. Tells a tale of a guy probably on the run. Unfortunately for someone who was out washing a bit of clothes in the river, an accident happens. Late August day, the sun was falling in the sky. Out on the plains, alone, some radicals by. Who is that man? What has he done? Is he an outlaw waiting for justice to come? Will you ride to the hills and hide out till the winter is done? Down by the river, ladies' tits watching her clothes. And light in her eyes, the light in the river cat flows. When she was a young girl, she dreamed of castles and a sun and a prince on a pony. She dreamed that man would come. That man, what has he done? Why does he look so lonesome? Why does he carry that gun? As he lies by that riverbank and shelters his pony from the sun. Man on the run, he don't sleep very well. He's nervous, restless, waiting for justice to come. As he lies by that riverbank, his hand, it rests on that gun. The rustle of grass, as Katie moves on. He hears footsteps, but he's dazzled by the sun. And his shot rings out, the terrible deed it's done. He runs down the river, cries out, my God, what have I done? Katie, she's lying there in the sun. And he waits by her side, yeah, waits for justice to come. Thank you.
down the river today. There's an outlaw on the run, he's heading this way. He's a bad man, left a trail of destruction. Don't go down the river today. There's an outlaw on the run, and he's heading this way. He's a bad man, left a trail of destruction.
Thanks, Vinny.
Oh.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leo,
where did
cowboys.
You get the inspiration for that?
I don't know. I mean, these things just come to me, you know.
Yeah.
Recently, now, there, T.G. Cahir got Ina every Friday on T.G. Cahir. There's an old cowboy on, you know. And they're the remake of, what was it called? 310 from Yuma was on there recently, and 2 days later had a new song. It's not on the album right like that, but the whole idea of a train out in the west in Yuma coming at 310 in the middle of the but the song is not about anything to do with that. It's about something similar going off.
And you're a local boy.
Well, I lived a lot of my life, my childhood, down there in Harmonstown, down the road. I went to St. David's down the road here when it was set up first, when it was in the prefabrication days, you know. There's houses there now. They moved into Artane, you know. Some of the lads from Artane used to go to the school as well. But Shinshgalel, I won't talk about that, maybe not. That wasn't a bad place, you know. Like, once the teachers realised we were running the school, we were happy and they were happy. And he used to say to me every year, "Don't come back until you get your hair cut." In them days, you know.
The least of the worries if they only knew, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
And was there any, you know, encouragement to sing or play music?
No, I tell you, one of the things I remember, actually, there was a great mate of mine, Jerry Doyle, and his dad was from Currafin in Clare, and we'd be coming up the Yardley Road after, you know, you'd go home for lunchtime, but I lived down the other end, so I used to have to gallop down and gallop back. That's where I think I started running. But we'd be coming up, and remember the Revolution album came out with the Dubliners, you know, and we thought that was great. And Jerry begun. I was big into I was starting to get into rock and roll and rock stuff and Neil Young and that. And Jerry was big into the ballads, and he got me into. We'd be going up the road, and he'd be singing, you know, McCafferty or Things and off Dubliners albums. I think the first group I was in, the first real group I was in, was a group called Blanket Weed. There were two other guys, Ronan Rooney and Kieran Hennessy. And they were very, very good musicians. They weren't from the traditional background, but they could do anything. They could play anything. And within a short time, they could, you know, Ronan on the whistle, he could play anything. He'd learn a tune a day nearly, you know. So we used to play a lot in Slattery's. There was a man there, Lord of Mercy, named Ollie Cassidy. Some people might remember him. And he used to run sessions on Friday, Saturday, and no, he didn't do Sundays. There was another lad did Sundays, but it used to be packed upstairs, and then he'd have downstairs as well, down the basement. And you could go from upstairs, you'd be playing up and then playing downstairs. And, you know, it was great there. Because there was loads of gigs for ballad groups then. There was, you know, all the crack, you know. Them were the days.
Set you on the road to that.
Well, I went, you know, I've a wide variety of interest in music, you know, from everything from classical to, you know, everything,
so
you know.
Like, from a very young age, you knew you were going to be singing songs. And
I suppose more in my late teens kind of thing, you know, getting into, you know, the kind of freedom, yeah. The Bob Dylan thing, freedom. You know, when people yeah. say, you know, because I blow the harmonica, that, you know, I'm yeah. a Bob Dylan-y
actually,
type sound.
It reminded me now, I intended to mention about on Thursday night, first Thursday of every month is the house singing circle. Yeah. And this Thursday, the theme, they usually have a theme. And the theme is Bob Dylan.
Is it? Yeah.
So you might ramble out or do yeah. nothing. Brian Doyle and who else? Oh, can't think of the ones out there.
They let a fellow with a harmonica and a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
the way
yeah,
some
like
sessions you. Don't.
Oh, no, but yeah. you're like, that's... couldn't turn away a fella just Bob Dylan with a harmonica and a guitar, you know. So I'm just
yeah.
giving you the heads up on that,
yeah,
and I'm also
that.
Giving
yeah,
the
could,
listeners
yeah.
the heads up.
Yeah.
It's in the Sea Angling Club at 8 o'clock, I think it starts.
So you get the boat from one pier across
you
to
the
other.
Boat, you get the boat from Dunleary if you want to. Yeah.
yeah.
It's
I don't know whether that's still
it's the
first at this
time. The whole session is mostly always the first Thursday
yeah,
of every
that's
month.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And this Thursday, and
yeah.
you reminded me there now when you mentioned Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, obviously you would fit the bill there, you know.
Yeah.
If you could ramble out, I'm sure
yeah.
they'd be delighted to get
yeah.
someone to get an authentic Bob Dylan.
Yeah, they might find people jumping in the pair if they hear me playing.
Well, it's not too deep, you know, all right.
When the tide's out. The big seal out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, I mean, yes, it's on anyway, and I hope to get out to it myself.
Oh, yeah.
There's something else on, but I'm kind of
yeah.
doubling. But, yeah, that's gone. So you're like, obviously, that's, you started. And
yeah.
And when, Vinny, did you get the idea that you could actually put pen to paper and... write a bit of a song or a poem, as you do.
I'm
as
not
well.
Sure, like that group I mentioned, it kind of broke up, and I said, I'm going to start doing my own stuff, you know. And so I started writing a few songs. They wouldn't have been in that vein, they would have been more kind of nearly more jazzy, kind of the fiddle player I played with for a while, Steve Wickham, who went on to great things,
great,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Himself and Kieran, we used to play a few things, gigs together. And it was more kind of Joni Mitchell-y kind of jazz kind of thing. I was big into that at the time. But then I started, like, I'd written a lot of songs at that stage, you know. And then, I suppose, you know, I was doing a lot of sessions, you know, before bands, fellas I knew who had bands. A mate of mine, Paul Hickey from Artane, he had a band called the Alsatians. And he used to do a lot of support slots to them, get up before them, you know. Everybody be real noisy. What's this fella coming on the guitar? We want to see the punk band, you know. And I did that for it, but it didn't bother me. I'd get up anyway and try me songs, and you get a few people to be interested, you know, but that's the way. So I kept it up, you know. Like, I worked in the public service for a long, long time, you know. So that was the day job, and then but then the thing kind of died a bit, one thing. Then, you know, life takes over, I suppose. And then
absolutely,
I came back to it,
yeah.
you know.
But also, I think there was a period there when gigging in pubs was died off a bit too.
Oh, it died
know?
Off
yeah.
a lot, the disco and the whole, you know, the whole
yeah,
kind of
that,
thing,
that
you
like
know, DJs.
Was,
yeah.
You probably could walk from one end of the city to the other before you might get someone playing live music
yeah.
at one stage.
Yeah.
Thankfully that's changed now. Anyway,
and now
you know.
Now it's coming back and yeah. like that where I play Tuesday nights, and hopefully I'll make it in there later this evening, there's a songwriter session in Darky Kelly's in Fitzshambles Street, and it's on as I speak now.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do there is we have guests in, there's three or four of us who are regulars, we do our own spots, and then at about nine till about 9:30, we have a kind of a jam. It's electric and it's stage and it's mics and that,
yeah.
and we have it's kind of a more rock and roll thing we do at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you're encouraging people, songwriters, to come in.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, we get them from all over, you know. Some very interesting people. You know, 2 weeks ago, we had a lad from Australia, and I've been listening. He gave me a CD at the time, Benito DeFonso. And, you know, he's just one person I mention, but he was on a kind of a European tour and he comes in and there's some really, the standard, you know, of music now, especially among the young people coming
up. If they're finding the gig as well, they must be, the gig must be going well.
There's a 6 week to 2 month waiting list to get on because you can only have so many. And then when the kind of the COVID and Idiot thing came along, you know, that the whole thing stopped and now it's coming back and people, lads are coming, girls are coming back, they want to play, to get back to playing. So it's a kind of a place, you know. But there's some really, you know, I'd be knocked out by the talent. And then the value for us too, as well, kind of as the kind of house band, is that you have different people coming up and jamming at the end of the night, and they might do two songs. There'll be songs everybody knows. That's what we do at the end of the night. You know, Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, whoever
else, the
punters are mostly tourists as well, but they all go out. They all go out very happy because they're hearing songs. Yeah, they know.
Doing your bit for the tourist ride, I suppose.
We'll have a little
break now.
Mike. And a half
minutes. Well, yeah. Okay, that's all right. And what do you do other gigs, Trini?
Well, to be honest, there's not that many gigs going around for songwriters, you know, at the moment. Like I'm determined to kind of keep playing my own stuff as much as I can in kind of gigs, you know. Like playing with the band thing at the end of the night, that's great, but you know, but I'm one of so many thousands, you know. I mean, I'm not joking you, there's so many people looking for, you can be lucky, you can, you know, get support gigs and that kind of thing. But I go to, where I met you at Song Central and other sessions, you know, like Peter Grogan's session on...
That's in the...
In the Lord Edward,
I was there maybe 2 months ago. Very
nice. Oh, Cheney, you can't get in the door.
Time I had been there.
Yeah, oh, it's some amazing. Yeah. Like, and Peter himself, what a man,
he's a great character, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Don't go in and be sensitive because he'll put you to. Don't be sensitive if you go in with Peter. And he's a great songwriter and an author himself. He has books.
Peter has a connection with the Near FM.
He's on Dublin City.
A big connection here. He might still do a program.
Does the All in the Song on Saturday mornings on Dublin City FM, which is you know, he plays a wide range of music there.
Vinny, we'll have a little suss now. Then for the second and last session, largely
across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Tous les matins de 8 à 9, du lundi au vendredi, notre programme d'infos en français en direct de Paris avec Radio France Internationale. Radio France Internationale, tous les matins de 8 à 9, du lundi au vendredi. Radio France Internationale, weekday mornings from 8 a.m.
How's it going, brother?
All right, what's up?
Are these guys any good?
Dude, these guys are class.
I hear they play the best homegrown music live every Thursday night.
Yeah, on Near FM 90.3 from 8 till 9.
The Near FM Sessions.
Hi, hello, and welcome to a quick promo for my show, The Electric Wave, on Near FM on Thursday evenings. If you like your tunes electric and maybe a little eclectic, with a tinge of 80s electronics thrown in, then join me, 7 to 8 p.m. every Thursday on Near FM 90.3. I'll be playing everything from Kraftwerk to New Order, from the Human League to the Galaxy. By the way, I'm Rob Garvey. See you all 7 p.m. Thursdays for The Electric Wave.
Across Northeast Dublin, your voice here.
Welcome back to the Rocky Road. I'm here with Vinny Clossy, singer-songwriter. Having a chat and also a few songs. And Michael here is kindly again doing the sound for us. Thanks very much, Michael. As I say, we're having a short program tonight, finishing at 8 for all kinds of reasons. And do you want to? I know you were anxious to play something off the. Do you want to play that track off the.
Oh, yeah, play CD it because just to mention, you know, like. Yeah. On the album, I mentioned Graham Watson, he plays drums, bass and electric guitar. Sarah Mae Rogers plays the fiddle. And I was kind of blessed that when I had most of this album was recorded on and off during the virus restrictions when we could get in and get out. So there was a lot of restrictions in terms of I'd be in the one part of it and Graham would be in the other, like Michael is here, kind of we had to keep separate for a lot of it and couldn't get people in. But I was blessed, as I say, that Sarah came in on fiddle and backing vocals at the end, because I think on some the tracks that she's on, she lifted the thing, she gave it that kind of edge, that kind of. And one of the tracks that I was particularly pleased, it's a kind of a slow song, a kind of a nostalgia thing, called Bells. And there's various bits behind that, but it's really about a walk down the Liffey and after, back in the day, my granddad, he was worked on the docks among many other things, and
before we play it now in a minute, see your latest album.
Yeah.
Is that available or is it?
Yeah, it's on all these digital channels, yeah. Spotify, Apple and all that. But if people want to contact me, I have CD versions of it and get me through Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm not great on Facebook and this kind of thing, but if you can contact me through that.
Your Facebook is just Vinny Clancy Music.
Yeah.
And people can contact you.
They'll contact me through
you
that.
You have an email also. Yeah, vjclancy@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
But sure, people can Google you anyway and they can find you and they can get in touch with you if they wanted
if they want a CD version, because I find, to be honest with you, the best way to listen to the album is through a stereo.
we'll go with that one then, Michael, if you don't mind. It's number two there, Bells.
Bells ring out in the early morn, and break the silence of the autumn dawn. Pigeons fly from the steeple high, and scatter all around the sky. And city wakes to another day, some old people come to pray. We took a walk along the quays in the cool September breeze, and at the point we stopped and stared at the tugboats waiting there. That was a long time ago. Things, they change and things, they go. You were my life, you were my love. You held my hands and the years rolled by. Then you left suddenly. I fell down, I could not breathe. But I am strong again. Things I've lost, things I've learned.
Angels watching over me, river flows to the sea, the sea.
The banana boats and the cranes are gone. No smoky pubs, no docker songs. No cattle on the quays at dawn. No drovers' whistles to move them on. Seagull rest on the Liffey wall. I hear them squawk, I hear them call.
angel watching over me. River flows to the sea, the sea.
Bells ring out in the early morn, break the silence of the autumn dawn. Pigeons fly from the steeple high, scatter all around the sky. The city wakes to another day, some old people come to pray.
They like the seagulls.
Them were the
seagulls. I had to breed them seagulls to get them to play, and I had to convince them, you know. They're Dollymount seagulls, because I actually went in to the Liffey one day and I was standing there and there was a lad feeding gulls, and I went over with the phone, but Graham, who did the record for me, says the quality of them seagulls isn't good enough.
So had to go to Dollymount.
Had to go to Dollymount, where they were happier and better fed.
A bit of wobblers on there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Lovely music on it. You're right there.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that Sarah May and Graham are really at it. And there's the same, there's a lot of that on the track. So, like, with each one you do, you kind of try and make it better than the previous one and add. But I try to get a bit more music into it, and hopefully when I go again, I'll be doing the same. There'll be a bit more kill on the next one when I'm.
And you should.
Yeah.
Keep at it.
Yeah.
Are you going to give us another song now? Yourself. They're live in the studio.
This is called Why Would She Not Be There, which was a poem, and I just put a bit of music to it. It's on the album. I suppose it's about emigration, and some people left and didn't come back, or took too long to come back, and life had changed by when they came back. Why would she not be there, with ringlets in her auburn hair, the winter coat she wears? Why would she not be there? Why would she not be there? Unless she thought I didn't care. My heart had been ensnared by another sweet and fair. It was the hardship made me go, 3 winters later snow. The ground too poor to sow, nothing there would grow. And yet I had a plan, I could walk to a different land. I'd work with the railroad gang, laying tracks on rocks and sand. And after 3 years or 4, I'd come back with coins in store. I'd wander forth no more. Why would she not be there? Why would she not be there? For I told her my intent in those letters that I sent. Why would she not be there? How many times we wandered over hills and down the glen, across Delaney's fields and back to Lane again. Now a rumour spread around, a new love she has found, a tailor from the town, and to him she is bound. And I won't say she done wrong, for I stayed away too long. She cried when I was gone, why would she still be there? Lonely nights, lonely days, in her the doubts did raise. Perhaps I would renege, why would she still be there? But what's the hardship made me go? I had no choice, I know, had I not lingered so, perhaps she'd still be there. Why would she not be there?
with ringlets and a robber in hair. The winter coat she wears, why would she not be there?
Thanks very much, Vinny. It's grand stuff.
Yeah. But that's emigration.
Yeah, exactly. Blight, yeah.
But now we're having it the other way. God help the people coming in.
As I say, a tough old station, you know.
Oh, yeah. But we used to play, there was a pub down the end of Mary Street there called the Old Crescent. And as mentioned earlier, I used to play in Slattery's, which was across the road.
Yeah,
so I can't remember the gent's name, but he'd see me and the lads coming in and he'd look, wave at us. No emigration music.
Is that right, yeah?
Yeah. So it was a blues. Oh, so yeah, we'd be playing the blues, a lot of the blues there, the Boylands. You know, the Tartan Feather Folk Club.
Yes.
The, yeah. Great, Liam Boylan and Tina.
That's another nice
Morphe
session.
The guy, it's a great session. Yeah,
yeah,
it's on the first Monday of every
month. Yeah, Grange
Woodbine
Club.
Yeah.
And even if it's a bank holiday.
Yeah.
It's on.
And I think Ralph runs another session there. Well, he's Ralph Morphe, the harmonic, very good harmonic and banjo player, and an excellent songwriter, some great Dublin songs. He'd be there, but there's a session, he says he doesn't run it, but he does.
Where's that one?
It's in the Grange Woodbine on the every Friday. It's a kind of a jam session.
That's a very well supported gig, the one in Grange.
Oh yeah, and again you have an awful lot of people. There's a few of them. A few sessions haven't started back, you know. There is the Red Hat now down in Nace, more friends, who used to run that. You know, that's
hasn't started back.
No, they lost.
It'll be harder in a smaller place, you know, because you haven't got the same amount of people that would be interested in it.
Yeah, Paul and Anne that ran that, you know, they just found it too hard to get another venue.
There's a lovely session, the last tours of every month in Malahide.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, it's never a huge crowd.
Yeah.
Small enough, but it's in the St. Roster GAA Club.
Yeah.
I have a lovely room there for it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I couldn't get to it last tours. Last tours was this October gig, and I couldn't get to it, and regrettably, but that's there as well. The last tours of every month, the girls run it there, and it's lovely.
That's a great thing because let the people sing their songs.
I don't know Larkin. What the hell is Larkin's name? He's a poet.
Yeah.
Those monologues and all, very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Really. There's a great presence about him.
And that's another thing that's taken off a lot. I go to one of them, the Sunflower Sessions in the Lord Edward, a poetry session, and you get a range of... But there's huge upsurge in the poetry
That's aside from the...
Aside from the music. Totally separate. You know, but
it's a nice venue also, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and historical, as they say.
And it's handy for public transport there, Dame Street. Almost everyone's bus goes around there, you know.
Yeah.
Including me own.
Yeah.
It's handy there. Want to give us another song?
I'll sing this one. This at the first CD, independent CD I made there was... good few years back, I think it was 2015, and called The Man Said was the album.
Yeah.
But there's a song on it called The Tailor's Rant, and it's about a tailor who fallen on hard times, he has a bit of a rant, you know, he goes on. And I've written a few songs that I suppose are rants, and you know, rants, they start off on one subject and they wind up going to the other, and they're contradictory and all that. So, I'll sort this lad out. But it's not meant to offend anybody, as they say. right harmonica end might help. Kind of an abridged version of this because there's too many verses in it, and I keep adding verses. I have a plan actually to maybe turn it into theatre at some stage.
My friends, can't you see I'm not a man that I used to be when I was young? I tend my trade, my name was known for the threats I made. My hands started shaking from the dream that I'd taken. I lost my way, and now I am forsaken. Hard times, what to do? Holes in your pockets, holes in your shoes. When did you spend your money? Sorry, all the night you went to call to her on the streets, and the house, the house, the house of the rising sun. Half the moon, shadows fall past the bottle. Oh, who drank it up? Maybe it's a warning. Hope you wake up in the morning and find you. Hope that she's still there beside me. Remember Jack from up the hill? He never had a winner. Oh, he never will. That old thing's still running, Jack. Up and down and up and down the track, trying to find a way back to the lush green fields of Tipperary. Saints and scholars, old banshees and the crocodile and the rapparees. Mary Mac with her winter coat, at the belts, the skin of a mountain goat. From the wild, 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 wild slopes of the Cooley Mountains, all the battles won and lost, the cry goes up in the morning frost. A Cromwell came to slaughter us, and the Queen, she came to call on us, have a nice day. Would you like some bread with that soup, sir? The napper candy and the rights of man, the barn of oil and the black and tans, and the mailboat sails for Holyhead at the pier house, badgers 15 and a bed. Oh, your country, your country, your country just us in one chair. Oh, Danny boy, the rain is falling, the milk is still, the baby's falling, and the wheel a wheel a while a man, the McCushla ballroom and the one night stands, and the wind, that shakes the barley. Forgive me, rant. But it's in the blood, they said, lie down, but we never would. Are we banjo and we horse, sir? We're the best crack in the world, sir, and we drink, 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 and sing alive, 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 alive. Oh, time to go, get some rest. I'm glad I got these things off my chest. I think I lie down on the bench, sir. You have some pain for the rent, sir. Have a nice day. And may all your troubles be small, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much, Vinnie.
So they didn't upset anybody.
No. Didn't upset myself or Michael anyway. And that's great stuff. Yeah. I see it there. It's on your
on the fourth. Yeah. The man said.
The man said, and also it's over here somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just looking at the. The lyrics are on the.
Well, yeah, I didn't do that with this.
Some of the
this last yeah. one, I did it with the first two. I had them
some
in
of the
a
ones
little.
That I were added on.
Yeah.
You know, because there was one of the ones in the.
Yeah, there's
CD,
well, there's
so
one demand set I recorded
so you're
twice.
Adding,
yeah,
you're adding to it all the time.
Well, I'm adding to that, yeah, but that particular one, yeah, it'll keep going until.
Yeah, well, you might make something now, what you're saying, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see what happens, but as it's say, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure you've
a
heard rants where people's
piece,
yeah.
Piece,
yeah.
Sorry, it's goes. Nice. Did you ever let that go in the Song Central, that one?
I did it once or twice,
yeah.
You know, unconscious. it's a long, especially if I do with the other verses in it, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you can get carried away.
Wear out your welcome.
Where you might wear out your welcome again.
Listen, we have time for another song.
Yeah.
If you're up to it.
Yeah.
Before we head off.
Let me think, is there something on this?
While you're looking there, I don't know who, I'll be here again next one, Michael. And I don't know, we have a couple of musicians I think lined up, I'm not sure yet. But, enjoying Vinny here tonight anyway, and he's left me a couple of nice CDs that I'll have pleasure listening to during the week. Vinny might just play us out. Would it work out that way, Michael?
Yeah.
But Vin, thanks for coming in, Vinny.
Well, thank you very much, Larry, and thanks, Michael.
Yeah.
But
and,
thanks for having me in, Lar. And
not at all.
See
no,
you
it's
at
a long trek that's going to last. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, finish it.
I might do just one of the four songs I wrote, but it's more kind of rock and rolly or rockabilly. The memory of Jerry Lewis who died.
Yeah. He's gone.
Scratch my head, puzzle me, and make what you miss to me. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Most of the time you're fooling around. Why don't you make up your mind? Call you up to go over a span. You're like a phone ring. Next time you say, when you call, hit down that way within the hall. Why don't you make up your mind? Into space, go and choose something that I say, something I do. Won't you tell me what I'm doing wrong? Put a ride, honey, when I finish the song. Ask your mother, she's tired of you. Ask her a friend, just what to do. Ask the one she only taught you, just smile. Wish you walk, why don't you pick up your mind? The time you say we go to this show, I bought a ticket, you wouldn't go. That's why I got no reply later that night. You just said that's the way, don't you pick up your mind? Here's just beige, go and choose something that I say, something I do. Won't you tell me what I'm doing wrong? I put it right, honey, when I finish this song.
Very much, Vinny.
And that was one of the first songs I wrote. Maybe I should have stuck to that.
Not at all. No, that's powerful. No, that's great. No. What was the name of that one?
That was Scratch My Head Cause You Puzzle Me. I recorded that way back with a band, Keep the Faith, I was in. Mm-hmm. A few lads from Artane and whereabouts around, you know. Well, and to the memory of Jim Berrigan, who played harmonica on that track when I recorded it. Mm-hmm. You know, I learned a lot from him, whistle playing and harmonica playing from Jim, Lord of Mercy, and he died past.
Thanks for coming in. And Keep the Faith with singing or playing the writing the songs. That's powerful talent you had there.
Yeah. Well, and thank you very much.
And keep at it.
Yeah. And thanks, and it's and enjoy that.
Thank you for looking after us again tonight. So we'll sign off from the Rocky Road here on Near FM now until this day, 4 weeks, we'll be back in again. Sorry about the short session, but that's the quality was good. So that's the main thing. All right, so folks, see you what, and see you next month.
Is Nighttime on Near FM.